And good morning, good morning, good morning, dear listeners. And I hope you guys have actually fresh and refreshed from, you know, the weekend. I know we are well into this Monday morning, this last week of March, because it will be just that time again to say goodbye to March and hello to April, which will obviously be at the end of this week, meaning the 1st of April. But taking into account as we are, and this is this first edition of Tech Eagle in this week, we've got a bit of a very interesting discussion. And this discussion is about a technology that is now much in use. Why I say much in use? Because streaming, for the better part, for the term itself, streaming has been now in existence for a good part of 10 years. And I'm including the platforms known as YouTube, the platform known as Netflix, the platform known even as Facebook itself. Because streaming has now become the go-to technology for a lot of big technology companies. Now, here's the thing, guys. Streaming might not look like a difficult thing because on the face of it, it looks like a very basic technology that has now become part and parcel of everyday's function. But streaming, in reality, you have to look at the background discussion. The background discussion, or, you know, the background operations, the background functioning. Now, what are these background functionings? Background functioning includes, first and foremost, having a database or an archive available, or making it available to, if you have an audience, for example, like YouTube, or if, for example, like Netflix, or for example, like Facebook itself. Now, why do I include Facebook? Facebook is more social media than the other two, whereas YouTube is free-to-use platform. Anyone can make use of it. Anyone can get in on the discussion about YouTube itself. But YouTube allows you to generate your own archive, to generate your own library, to generate your own channel. They've now actually structured it so that it is something regarding libraries, meaning you have to, you know, this is about establishing a library. Now, about establishing a library is essential because you want people to continuously have access to your content. You also want the people to have access continually to, you know, older discussions. And it is essential, especially in a technology or a technological sense, because the ideal scenario is you want repeat views. If you are a business, you want repeat customers. If you are a content creator, you want people to continuously be engaged with the material that you put online, the material that you generate, with the material that you make available sometimes freely, that you can apply monetization components. Monetization components are like the Google, what do they call it? The Google AdSense that Google has, or that Google applies to all its technologies. Or, for instance, like the same type of thing that Facebook is now trying to incorporate. Facebook's one is a bit odd. They are only sort of like attaching it to the one, if I can call it sort of like one pop culture element, which is now computer gaming or gaming in itself. They're only applying it to that one side or to that one aspect of community content creation. Now, why I use the phrase community content creation? Because on Facebook side, it makes use, or it actually makes, you know, I don't want to say exploit, because it's not an aspect of exploitation, but it makes use of what Facebook already has. Now, Facebook is supposed to be giving you the community aspect online, staying in contact, staying in connection with people from around the world, from wherever you are, you know, who know you, because firstly, you have to have that familiarity aspect, meaning the Facebook friends setup. But with what they've now done, bringing in the streaming, they call it streaming. Streaming is being available for video content to a community. The community can be a followership or following. Sorry, not a followership. Can be a following or it can be your friends itself. Now, Facebook's one is a bit confusing because it's about streamlining things. If even I've tried to, you know, understand Facebook setup, because Facebook categorizes its own product within itself. It's not like it's three different functions that when you Google search it, the three different functions indicate themselves or list themselves. No, it's within Facebook. You must have a Facebook account to access it. It's within Facebook and the streaming function is there. So they are trying to contain it, insulated within their own technology. But you still need an internet browser. You still need an internet connection. You still need a PC or even a phone, a mobile phone or a smartphone to gain access to the content or the platform that they themselves have somewhat established within their own package. Now, in that same aspect, there is a bit of a confusion there because it is odd. First and foremost, it is odd and it doesn't give you any sort of fluid movement. Not just fluid movement, but it's a question of being smooth operation for that matter. But before we do that, guys, we're quickly going to step into a short ad break, which is just creeping up on me. And after that, we'll come right back. And I forgot to indicate rules of engagement once again is at 11:30. So any on-air interactions or discussions will happen only from 11:30 onwards. And on that note, let's see each other after the short break.
Your car takes good care of you, so make sure you take good care of it too. We offer the best quality car parts for your Mercedes and BMW vehicles. All the parts you can think of and so much more. Available at Global Parts Namibia. Renowned for service excellence, quality products and affordable prices. Mercedes and BMW owners choose us. You should too. Global Parts. Global reach for best local advice and prices.
It's time to celebrate your culture wherever you go. Are you ready to win big with a passion for your culture? Then you should definitely be part of the Culture Collection Journey as we display Namibia's diverse culture across the country. Buy any Omaire, Oshitaka or Oshikandela product and SMS the unique code on the gable top or cap to 88100 to win your share of $500,000 Namibian dollars. Keep pack as proof. Valid from 18 March to 29 April 2022. Culture Collection. Celebrate your culture. T's and C's apply. Powered by Namibia Dairies.
There is no queue in internet. Let's keep it that way.
Skip the queue and sign up for our Steadfast, Baratas Fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE packages at the click of a button. Getting connected has never been easier. Easy online sign-up. You've got it. To find out what services are available in your location, visit baratas.africa/NA.
Now we come back from that break and stepping in to what it is. What is streaming? So, now video streaming is a technology that allows a user to view online video content over the internet without needing to download the media files first. Before streaming became the sort of like the go-to technology platform or technology technique that it is now, we used to download a lot. You guys know what I was talking about. We used to have those DVD rewritable discs, those DVD RWs, and it needed to say DVD RW. If it just said DVD ROM, meaning that you could only use it once, meaning put information on it once, and then poof, you know, it's just like that. You can't reuse it again. You can just watch the content on it. And you had to make use of your DVD drive on your laptop, in your PC. And that thing also sometimes would have its own issues. Because at one day after multiple usage or extended use, that drive itself would just decide one day not to open up, and then you can't get the disk out. Now, streaming became the go-to technique that it is now. It's a technology technique, but it's a technique nonetheless. It's a technology as well, but it's a technique nonetheless. It's actually in its barest form, it's about transmission. Now, video streaming refers to online content specifically, such as movies, TV shows, live event broadcasts, and even online videos that are produced by general content creators. But streaming can also involve audio content such as music, podcasting, and much more. For example, on Eagle FM's website, if you have missed any of our up-to-date and daily programming, even over the weekends, there is an archive. There is a library facility on Eagle FM's website itself. And it's known as our podcasting function, or the podcasts. Updated, uploaded daily in terms of archiving that aspect of our daily discussions, our daily programs. You can access that on our website, even if you've missed your favorite program during the time period that it takes place. Because you can always revisit it and you can always have a listen to the discussion that took place. Even if you miss the opportunity even to call in live, it still is there. You still want to sort of refresh and be up to date with what discussion point took place there. It is there. The aspect or the availability is there. Now, it's similar. And it is actually streaming for that matter, because although these are audio archives, they do allow you to sort of be in tune and access it from our database, because it allows you first and foremost to revisit discussion points or programming that took place. Now, since the user does not have to download the file to consume the content, meaning there is no burden on you, the user, to download a file, meaning you don't have to download from our podcasting archive. We won't allow it, but you don't have to download it. You can just press play and have a listen. And that is what the technology itself allows. Even though what I'm doing now here currently is also a form of streaming, because if you listen through our website, we are actually streaming to you because it is live. All you have to do is just open up your browser, go through to eaglefm.com.na, and you can listen to your daily programming right now through your web browser. Now, that is the definition of streaming. It's happening live, but there's also a different definition of streaming, because you can access a database of previous recordings, of previous discussions, of previous programming. So how does streaming work essentially? How does it work? Now, I've indicated two aspects to you. Firstly, one is a database, meaning it has to be archived. Or secondly, it has to be live streamed. It has to be live, meaning as the event is taking place. The recording or the database or the archiving of the event will only happen afterwards, meaning when the broadcast session has ended. Meaning, for example, like Tech Eagle itself, when I end at 12 o'clock, then only will it be archived after that. So, streaming works by breaking down the data packets. We're getting now into the nitty-gritties. You break down the data packets that constitute the video or the audio data, and interpreting each to play as a video or an audio in the player or on the user's device. So, for example, if you had the comfort of the video itself on our social media platforms, that in itself is also streaming, because that would then constitute a video file. But as I'm sitting here and you're listening, for example, listening to me through the mobile app, or either through the web browser on your PC, wherever you find yourself, given that you have sufficient data in your data plan, the two, or the last two examples that I mentioned, are in audio format. The first one, as you are, you know, on our social media platforms, especially on our Facebook platform, that is in video format. Meaning, in video format, it then gets archived on our social media platforms automatically, because if you have a Facebook account, and you do, and you actually engage daily with video broadcasts or streaming aspects, you do. Or these video files, as I am now, you know, just talking here and having the discussion, it does get archived automatically on our Facebook page. Especially because our Facebook page, or Facebook itself, if you use your Facebook platform for streaming, it automatically archives any video broadcast that you do. It forms part of your multimedia library or archive on the platform. They extend, obviously, the, you know, the storage capacity for that, because I haven't heard of any limit with regards to, you know, how many videos you can have on your discussion, or not on your discussion, on your platform. So even there itself, it provides ease of access, number one. If you are already following us on our social media platforms, especially our Facebook page, you know, ease of access is even much better, because in that same sense, it's right there. Now, streaming itself identifies how the content can be delivered, either in video or either in audio. And it can come through in two other forms, meaning either live streaming as the event is taking place, or in an archive sense, meaning the event already took place and it's now just being archived and you can gain access to the archive by revisiting the content. Now, this is different from what is used to happen before streaming, when an audio or video file had to be downloaded completely onto a user's device. And I'm telling you guys, it was sometimes the biggest headaches that existed, because in some cases you did not know what the quality was that you would download. I'm saying this because I also participated in, you know, receiving bootleg versions of a video, of a movie, especially movies, because at that stage you could not go to the cinema every day. The cinema did not have most of the movies, you know, on demand when you wanted to watch them. Now, with online streaming, you can actually access the data, the information, the video, the music, whenever you want. Sometimes you just have to wait. Sometimes you even ask someone, hey, listen, guys, post me a link to this audio file or to this video file. And you can do it on so many platforms to gain access to the information that you want. Now, while this was an acceptable form in the early days of the internet, when the web content only constituted simple pages and text and static images, today the situation is much different, because things have actually progressed a lot faster, and they're also moving a lot faster. Now, high-speed internet connectivity has also allowed anyone on the internet to create large volumes of high-quality video and audio content. And at the same time as well. So, what this means, guys, it draws back to the quality discussion I had at the beginning of this year here on the Tech Eagle, on Eagle FM, when I began with, you know, sort of like resolution image or screen image sizes, monitor sizes. So, remember when I said, guys, the standards of 4K, 2K, high definition, standard definition, and all, you know, going through that whole sort of like understanding the range of quality, or not image quality. The discussion then brings us back here to streaming, because if you're watching me now on our Facebook page, if the camera, in terms of this camera that's, you know, pointing directly at me, if the camera itself had, let's say, did not have a high definition function or a high definition standard as its standard definition function, you would not see such a good quality image of us here in studio, in terms of when we are, you know, when we're having these daily discussions, these daily programming. But the moment you increase quality of, you know, the file, or the file quality is increased, that creates a bigger file size, A bigger file size means that if you have a small internet plan, and I'm talking about if you buy like a 1 gig per month situation, you would actually be using your data plan, or you would completely, you know, exhaust your data plan within a mere seconds, what I hear now these days is that a gig is not even sufficient for a day's surfing or a day's internet content or a day's internet surfing exercise, because the moment you open up YouTube, it's a major data eater. I'll say data eater because it eats up your data very quickly. The moment you open up Facebook in some forms, like watching excessive videos or people's timelines, which are also videos on Facebook and Instagram itself and TikTok itself, also eats up a lot of your data. And remember, with Facebook, they use multimedia elements, meaning they make use of from text to pictures to videos on that platform. On TikTok, you mostly have video with audio. Instagram, video with audio and pictures. Very few text, because it's all about, you know, sharing experiences through audio-visual elements. Now, if you open up any of those platforms, unfortunately, your data plan would be exhausted very quickly. And these days, the devices that we use to record or to take, you know, to capture, to, you know, package these various multimedia, material, unfortunately saves it all in high quality or high definition standards or high definition quality standards. What I mean by that, for those people that have iPhones, they use or they actually record in high definition, in high definition standards, because the file itself will be a big file. So when you upload that file, unfortunately, the person who then gains access to it will also have trouble in terms of properly buffering. Now, buffering is another discussion we will get to. So, high-speed internet connectivity has allowed anyone on the internet to create large volumes of high-quality video. So, first and foremost, you can create high-quality content, meaning in definition standard. And it doesn't mean, you know, what's in the thing is actually of good quality or good value. But you can also generate more, meaning you can increase the quantity or the volume of how much content you can create. At the same time also, the demand for viewing them has also gone up because of that that global connectivity element that takes place now. Now, users are also consuming content on the go on their devices. For example, if you're listening to us on our application, in terms of through your smartphone, and that's now if you've gone to the Google App Store and you access us through there, that is you consuming, you know, the daily programming on the go. In that same sense, users are now, as they're consuming on the go, they can also be turned away to a competitor if they don't get access to a video or an audio file that they are interested in, or they are forced to wait for a video or an audio to buffer too long. Now, buffering, guys, is something else. Buffering, if some of you remember the old standards in terms of when you had to wait for a YouTube video to load, it used to be a little wheel. You guys remember that wheel on the YouTube video as it was, you know, buffering? That's now as your PC or your device is sending data and it's also receiving data, because how, you know, computers work between each other when they are connected through the internet is they both send data to each other. So if you're accessing YouTube, you are sending data to YouTube and YouTube is sending data back to you. Although not the same in terms of quantity, but it's all about that the two computers actually stay together, or not stay together, but stay connected to each other. Now, buffering can be a major headache to people, especially if you find yourself in places that are not that are not, or it has a issue in terms of staying connected. Not connected, but in terms of, you know, dealing with good internet connection elements. And if that is, you know, one of your major headaches, the unfortunate thing is buffering or, you know, a proper internet connection will always be your headache. Now, streaming allows users to view such content continuously and also enjoy seamless viewing experiences. Now, instead of the entire media file being downloaded first, the content is also transmitted in data packets a few seconds at a time and stored on a user's device and played there remotely. So, that's one of the interesting things to do. Because even with my YouTube application on my phone, it allows me, you know, you get notifications coming through in terms of your latest channels on YouTube, you know, posting a later video, their latest video. But let's get this first call in because I see the line is flashing. Eagle FM, good morning. Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. I'm all right. What do you want to share with us?
I'm sorry. I just want to give you a big story. Something else. I have a question. It's all about. First of all, I just want to give you a lesson. You guys to encourage me. Now I'm landing a debate club in our village, just because of people. So we're having a debate last night. It's all about this bed. Meshivambo can say, Ecosimos. In English, we find it so difficult. So what does it really mean?
What does the term mean? Explain the term to me.
A term. Eagle, which is like just a group of all those animals are in a group of eagle.
Animals that are in
all birds. What you want to know is just a difference. What is ekodimoshingi sa angeno kucha oshike nonta kucha oshike moshingi. And then eagle. What does it mean by eagle?
It's a bird of prey. An eagle is a bird of prey.
Yeah?
A bird of prey.
Bird of fly.
Bird of prey.
Oh.
It's a bird that it's a bird that hunts other animals.
Oh, there's a specific animal that this animal is an eagle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You get eagles, then you get falcons, then you get hawks, then you get vultures. But a vulture falls into two platforms. A vulture does not actually hunt, but they can hunt. Because a vulture is considered a scavenger. But an eagle, a falcon, and a hawk are all birds of prey, meaning these are birds that actually hunt other animals because they eat meat. Most birds are actually herbivores, but you get birds like eagles, hawks, falcons that hunt other animals, smaller animals. Or even, you know, like squirrels, ground squirrels, mice, rats, they hunt those little animals. Even small dogs, cats, even goats, you know, a baby kid, or even a lamb from a sheep.
Yeah, I know you're open. You're open me now.
Yeah.
Now I'm open.
All right.
So, okay. Because this, okay, it means of figures, some people say that it's just ice, on the ice. Mm-hmm. For them to say this animal is an eagle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like in a hike, it can see down.
Yeah.
Although it's deeply in atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. You mean how far it can see?
Yeah.
Yeah, eagles can see very far.
Oh.
Eagles have better eyesight than us humans. Eagles, owls, and falcons, they have better eyesight than us. Yeah, it's like dogs that can hear 400 times better than a human. Well, most animals can hear better than humans. But eagles, hawks, falcons, owls, and vultures can see better than us. They can see better than most animals.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I now understand.
Okay, no problem. Thanks for coming through, man.
Okay, see. Yeah. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Yeah.
And in terms of getting, you know, back from that natural science discussion there, we head back into our tech discussion. Now, our tech discussion, although it is based upon science, nonetheless, we get back to our streaming. Now, as mentioned before we left off with our discussion, and this is now just taking you back in terms of, you know, why streaming has become so popular. Well, first and foremost, streaming has become popular because of the smartphone. This has been the rapid development, not just of the platforms like YouTube, for example, or social media platforms like Facebook, for example, but it's also because of the smartphone's development. You see, the whole notion of streaming is to get the content to you in your time. Wherever you are, you can access it. If you are bored, somewhere stuck in the bush, you can access it. If you have connectivity, that's now the other major question. But streaming technology has been around for quite a while. And as proof of the concept, came through in the 90s. But from 2000 up to 2010, it began to grow exponentially through the introductions of, firstly, if anyone remembers Adobe Flash, Adobe Flash was one of the instances that allowed you to have video files or just moving images on your websites. Adobe Flash allowed for that. It was one of the functions for that. Then YouTube's development came through, and then the introduction of the iPhone. Now, the iPhone was the first smartphone. Let's understand that. The first smartphone that had independent applications, meaning the application itself on the smartphone was known as the operating system, but in order to access the individual functions that come through with it, those are known as the further extension of the platform for iPhone, known as your applications on or your apps on your phone. So iPhone, or thanks to iPhone's introduction, it allowed for, you know, that element of uniqueness, that element of allowing you to have access to streaming, or the aspect of streaming itself, in the palm of your hands. Now, it was when the MPEG Dash standard. Now, MPEG is a codec. MPEG Dash standard was developed in 2012 that saw the streaming technology actually, you know, just fly off. This standard allowed YouTube and other video streaming platforms to move away from Adobe Flash's function to HTML5. Now, HTML5 and Adobe Flash, guys, you have to understand, these are some of the building elements that are incorporated within a website's construction, or when a website is established or set up. Adobe Flash was the in thing for that would allow you to use flashing images, you know, high quality video, audio, sound files to be incorporated on your website. Doesn't matter what website it was, whether it was for business or whether it was for a blog or whether it was for, you know, just something, you know, to make your website attractive. Because a website is actually a storefront or an extension of your physical representation as an organization or as a person. That's what your website actually is. It's just an extension of your storefront, or it is a storefront on a digital platform. Now, when websites or when web users started moving away from Adobe Flash and started using HTML5, it saw that exponential growth in the streaming technology take place. So, video streaming market has grown in leaps and bounds ever since that migration took place. Because it wasn't just having a smartphone in your hand, no. Or gaining access to various archives, databases online. No, it wasn't just through that. It was also when developers themselves saw, listen, how can we give people high quality content or give them access to content, but we don't overwork their technology. It's just about establishing a stable enough connection between two devices, one that's small enough to be held in your hand, and another one that is just there, accessible by anyone around the world to gain access to and view or consume content. Now, the streaming platforms and providers then came up next. So, the number of streaming platforms and providers has also increased rapidly ever since then. Just in the last 10 years, video streaming services like Netflix, HBO Now, Hulu, Amazon Prime Video, Tencent Video, Disney Plus have all gained major market shares themselves in terms as subscriber bases had also increased. So what does this mean? It was just to, you know, resuscitate your memory in terms of an earlier technical discussion. If you guys remember the balance between, you know, having a pay-per-view discussion, or it was one of the questions here on Tech Eagle where one of the callers asked in terms of, Dwight, what is Netflix? So Netflix, and I'm actually giving you that in-depth discussion about Netflix, what constitutes Netflix, but Netflix is just an archive of much or a lot of content, and you have a subscription like a library membership or like a gym membership. To gain access to the content, you have to pay for it every month. Now, subscriber bases across all these platforms, because now all these platforms decided to generate their own content. So you won't find Amazon Prime content easily on Netflix content. You won't. Now Netflix has to make their own things. Netflix used to have Disney content on this, on their platform. Now they have to make their own stuff. The same also for HBO Now. For example, you also won't find Eagle FM content anywhere else on others, you know, sort of like content providers. You find it with us, although we don't have a subscriber mechanism yet on our website. I say yet because it's all about protecting our content. It's known as intellectual property, as well as also, you know, patent rights and, you know, all those other little technicalities with regards to, you know, what is the phrase known as immaterial, but it's regarding content that you, things that you cannot hold in your hand. You can't feel it, but you know it's there and it exists, and it's known as intellectual property, but it has been consumed. It needs to be made tangible in one other form. So in that same sense, you know, that's how you can view things with regards to the streaming platforms. Now, those are the platforms and the providers. YouTube is a streaming platform, remember, there are also multiple ones that you also need to know about, that where you also don't pay, or in some places you actually have like limited access because you need to pay in order to have full access. YouTube is actually the only one besides Facebook where you don't actually pay. You don't pay. The only thing you pay for is your internet or your data plan. What makes it so interesting as well as, even like, for example, here, as you're watching Tech Eagle on our Facebook page, you're not paying. The only thing you're paying for is your internet and your electricity bill. But we are reaching you on multiple platforms. Now, where you pay is, for example, like your Netflix, HBO Now, Hulu, Amazon Prime. Second onto that is also, you get other platforms like Discord, which is also one such other platform. Next to Discord, which is also owned by Amazon, is known as Twitch. Twitch is a content creation platform. But it's pretty weird because it follows a Facebook Facebook roadmap, meaning you have people that join on the one end as a viewer, and you have people that join on the other end as content creators, and Twitch is the platform itself. However, on Facebook, anyone can be a content creator and anyone can be a content consumer. Understand that. But with Twitch, you pay a subscription to be a member. You have to pay, because you have to pay to view stuff, to view content. You can't just view. Obviously, they give you that, you know, that sneak peek function, but you can't just view without, you know, paying for something. Now, in that same sense, live streaming is the video audio broadcast of an event as and when it is happening. As I mentioned, as it is happening. It's live. Now, video streaming does not necessarily have to be live, as the content can be produced ahead of time with the viewer streaming it at their convenience. For example, if you're done here looking at me and you know what my, you know, very handsome face here on the Facebook platform for Eagle FM, you can access it after that as well. I know the tech guy is busy laughing here. But nonetheless, you can have a look at my handsome face later on. But it's all about ease of access for you as well. You, the listener out there. So live streaming allows you to access Eagle FM content when you've missed it. Like I mentioned at the beginning of the discussion, when you've missed your favorite, you know, to sit down and have a listen to us, or if you're driving on the move, it allows you that function. It brings you that element of convenience. You can access it whenever you want. However, like I mentioned, it depends on your data plan, because your data plan is the one element that's the most flexible, you know, that allows you to do, that allows you to move forward or backwards. Now, live streaming then also allows the viewers to experience an ongoing event in real time as the action happens. And you have to think about sports events. Daily talk radio like us here at Eagle FM, award shows, global conferences, also product launches, video game experiences, real-time news coverage like we do here a lot at Eagle FM, and also all of this involves the live streaming element, bringing you up-to-date discussion points, up-to-date information, up-to-date latest, hottest elements as they are happening, often facilitated by the video hosting and the social media platforms. Now, we are at the end of the program for today, but we'll still be ending off with our discussion for tomorrow. That is now for Eagle FM, for Tech Eagle's discussion for tomorrow. That now being for Tuesday. But stay tuned also, as the next discussion will be following after this. However, we'll quickly be stepping into a short ad break and coming right back.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation.
Now we get back from that break, and this brings us up to the end of today's program, with that being Tech Eagle for today. But remember, guys, streaming itself is a very wonderful exercise, and we will still be getting into the rest of the discussion into tomorrow. It's not always easy trying to condense everything into one session. However, we will still be taking a look, because we ended off with the live streaming element. We'll still be taking a look in terms of specifically at other functions coming through. But without much further ado also, we've got to, you know, have a look also, and then as the next program will be following up after me, that being Sally's you know, brand conversation for this first session of this week. It will be interesting also to note, you know, what discussion points she will be taking from there. But on that note, let's just, you know, get into the next break and wait as she comes through.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massive?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position, mm-hmm, to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say...
hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
And as we welcome Sally coming in. Morning, Sally. How are you doing?
Good morning and afternoon.
And afternoon. Yeah, yes. We are almost at the midday break.
Yes, it's lunchtime now.
For who? At 12 o'clock.
Hey, I'm going to beat some of these people in the studio. Yeah, anyway,
just,
sorry.
It's just the trick, guys. You know, that they were disputing that I'm handsome. Look at me, Sally. Am I handsome?
Ask Franz.
That's a good one.
Ask Franz. I'm sure he'll tell you the truth.
Oh, my goodness, guys. You're on live on air. I'll have to call for some support. I'll ask Uncle Bonner to come ghost you on your show.
Sorry, man. It just, it had to come out. It had to come out.
I had to feel
a groove. Whoa. But anyway, how was your weekend?
My weekend?
Yeah.
Or the tech show?
Well, let's start there first. It's Monday, Moss.
Yeah.
Get the dignitaries out the way.
Okay, the weekend.
Yes.
The weekend was quiet, Sally.
Okay.
Weekend was quiet.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, as weekends go, they're pretty quick as well.
In the blink of an eye, ne? Sure.
We have to apply. So we have to apply for Friday.
If we only we could be like one of those countries. Do you think our productivity would be like better if we have like the full 3 days?
Or if we have a 4 day working week.
Yeah.
Making our Fridays like
part of the weekend.
Yeah. It would, first and foremost, that question would be about, well, will it solve our unemployment?
Mm.
Will it allow people?
Mm.
Our second element that you'll have to look at is, do you think one or two things would allow actually some sectors in the country to,
yeah.
What's the word I want to use? You know, when you abuse a freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you overexploit something.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah, taking advantage.
Yeah.
So, would there be a negative connotation to certain industries?
Okay.
Because, you know, there are already perceptions about, for example, people working in government.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you've got perceptions about people working in certain aspects of private sector.
Okay, okay.
Then employers would ask, would people really need an extra day? Because they would lose out on the extra day of productivity.
Yeah.
Extra day on making money. And then you just get this.
And we all know Namibians love their weekends. So we will not be there.
It depends.
Okay, of course. Certain industries like radio. radio. That's all I can say. But even the rest of the other industries.
Yeah.
Another one about time that I was also thinking about is, do you think, and maybe it's a blunt question, but do you think if some of these like companies like supermarkets and takeaways, like if they did like a 24-hour service, do you think that could also help create more employment because we have like around-the-clock people?
Well, Sally, the one interesting thing there that you have to factor in is always if you take that $1 that they make.
Mm.
Do you split that $1 into two? Because remember, it's not the same dollar. Meaning if you are not just selling one item.
Yeah.
You know, will you be actually maximizing your income ability? Or is it just you playing fancy economics with the same $1. Because a lot of people will say they would want to save money on, let's say, if you had to do a 24-hour service.
Yeah.
So you will have one section of staff working 12 hours.
Yeah.
And another section of staff working the other 12.
Yeah.
So splitting it up like that, you then have to look at who sleeps when, who rests when. Then you have to compare who makes how much money when.
You know, because in terms of traffic.
And then you have to look at also, do you have clients like Dwight who will be up
at 12
at 1 o'clock in the morning buying a pie?
Okay.
And then you have to look at water and electricity at 12 o'clock.
Okay. Interesting perspective. I was really just wondering. I mean, I was looking at the petrol stations and I'm like, okay, they have a cycle clearly. And I was very interested in finding out like how that works.
Yeah.
And where else that, routine could fit like in one of some of our industries. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. No, no. The aspect of, you know, the shift basis. Of things, obviously it's something that comes through from hospitals, something like hospitals or the police service.
Exactly.
When you've got like skeleton crews.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Then daytime crews. But I see now Amazon, they've got those two functions.
Yeah.
To keep things going 24/7.
Nice.
But then it also brings up other labor discussions.
Yeah, I wanted to say, doesn't it also bring up now some labor issues with that?
Yeah, because the biggest thing here in Namibia had been, you know, an aspect of having people on wage contracts.
Mm.
A wage contract is not the same like a salary.
I hear you.
Wage puts you on per week or per day earnings. Mm. You don't have full benefits. You can forget about applying for leave.
Yeah.
Because if you apply for leave, you'll be replaced.
Okay.
Those are one of the biggest dangers.
Okay, I see.
Stuff like that happens, and it's something that Europe has thrived on.
Yeah.
North America has thrived on. Countries like China and Japan and Korea have thrived on.
Yeah.
Australia even. But it's a bit difficult because here in Namibia, we are trying to, you know, just protect our things. But Sally, nonetheless, you know, I'm taking up time from your side. How are you doing? How was your weekend?
I'm doing okay. I'm back at school now. So, yeah.
Is that why the eyes are so red?
Yeah, man. It's a lot going on. And also being around so many people and the different setting. And also finding that balance between like career and school, which is basically my topic for today because I'm struggling.
Or career and developing your career further.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, I'm struggling with that. So, I'm hoping that we'll all, with the rest that are struggling with it, be able to find like some tips that can make it work.
Well, the best thing, Sally, that I can give you is you just have to take solace in the fact that you're actually developing yourself.
Okay.
It's to your benefit.
Okay.
It's no one else's benefit. It's something that cannot be taken away from you.
Yeah.
You achieved it. I mean, ask our tech guy here in front of me.
Yeah.
Although he's looking somewhat.
This one is also like a whole zombie today. I don't know if the camera is even on his face.
He's just standing here dry lift and looking and going like, do I just finish?
I can also, man. Anyway, yeah, thank you, Dwight. It's either this or I'm going to start selling pictures of my toes because we all have to make money. And thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
No problem. It's good being on this TED Talk. But on that note, stay tuned as the brand conversation is going to take flight from here.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind
while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massive?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Mwakati korubede rohu de undi, ora tiengyo o Ikel FM ayalida era karayimba mbehina raka. Tuhanasana chine ne o mahungi wenyando, o maihameno, o ruhode, no maunjiro. Na wina kukara no mapuri roo, wabana ni wetu yoshiwana. Na wina kobe o kuhungira o hunga no mamu ino woye. Kukusha orati yunji o Ikel FM ika onje kumurungu, no mekuri sino yoshiwana. Matu hepa oru ya meto roye, mwishimbesho wina vivali, na imbi hedi ombili harukwao. Shimwe o maongole wadombude, no njibisiro. Na wina inji on demokrasia ihe mupranga wayo. Hinda ombatu yoye yodoranda esere no iwaeleta, on blue waeleta po isi waeleta, konomo oranji. Onora, ohambonda to imwe, ombali, odonora mbali, oine, oimwe, odo ine mbali. Miaro kona nombo oranji lukwao, onora, ohambonda tu oimwe, ombali, odonora mbali, oine, oimwe, odo ine mbali. Po hinda no EFT, po shita o stop order ko Ikel Media House. Kumbanga njio kamu TFNB, ombranch ko utenji, ombali, ohambu ndatu, onora, oimwe, ohambu mbali, ombali, mwisho mwise. Miyaka na ombranch ko utanjo, ombali, ohambu ndatu, onora, oimwe, ohambu mbali, ombali, mwisho mwise. Wakao namba kumwe hitito shimaliwa oyonji. Ohambo umwe, odo mbali mbali, ohambo mbali, odo imwe mbali, odo nora ndatu, oine ondatu. Onomora kumwe hitisa oshimaliwa kwa FNB oyonji. Ohambo umwe, odo mbali mbali, ohambo mbali, odo imwe mbali, odo nora ndatu, oine ondatu. Ungulisa o emaila, po onomora yoye, osho orifrenza yoye.
Eagle FM. The eye.